line, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, then we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about your team offensively and defensively, how has fall camp gone for you guys? And have you stayed relatively healthy and feel like you're ready to go on Saturday?
Let me see if I can answer that in order. Long, extremely long, longer, and yeah, we're pretty healthy, all things considered. It was a good camp. It's one of the better camps we've had in a couple of years, and I like where we are at the moment.
You guys certainly finished last season strong, had some moments. Did that carry into this offseason, into the offseason, and into your preseason camp?
Oh, sure. I said this before, that if there's any tools available at all at your disposal that you don't use in trying to grow and get better, then you're really wasting your tools. And part of them is the things that transpired last year, both good and bad. So our guys know that we are not last year's team, that we have taken the good from last year, what we've learned from that. We've taken the bad from what we learned from that, and we've evolved, and hopefully into something new and better.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Klingerman with Baltimore Sun.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, Mike.
This Towson Morgan series has been going on for under four decades now. A lot of the players know each other either from high school or from meeting out at Red Robin. Towson leads the series 17-6. What are your thoughts on this intercity rivalry?
Well, I love it. I think it's a long time in coming again. I've had the opportunity to be a part of this as a player and as a young coach and now as a head coach in different versions. And while the series itself has evolved, I think the city has evolved. I think our institutions have as well. And I don't think there's been a better time for this game to not only restart, but for the series to continue for an extended period of time. I think it's incredibly valuable for our immediate communities. I think it's going to bring together two great college institutions that are too close together to not be together. And I think it's something that the city of Baltimore can look to overall, that for one day we're going to get tens of thousands of people from city of Baltimore to come together for something positive. And when this game is over, when you're done cheering for whoever you're cheering for, we're still all members of this great community, and we spent the day together. And considering the way the news works these days and all the things that are going on, we could probably use a little bit more of that.
Spotlight's going to be on two legitimate Division I quarterbacks, your guy Morgan Mihalik and their guy Elijah Staley. Both of them are big and broad-shouldered and came from other schools. But what are your feelings on that matchup?
Well, I think those guys are just the pieces in the greater puzzle, both important pieces. But physically, they're both skilled. They come from great programs. They're representing their institutions quite well. And I think the young man over Morgan might be about 2 or 6 inches taller than my guy, so that might be, and maybe 10 or 35 pounds heavier. So he's a big, big human being with a lot of skill. And Morgan's had a great offseason. He really has. He's had great focus, and he's grown within the understanding, the concept of what we're trying to get done offensively. I think it'll be a heck of a matchup.
Two quarterbacks everybody's going to be watching, but nobody has any seasoned receivers.
No, not really. And it makes it kind of interesting. It allows me to talk about some of these guys either to you or on the radio, but if you really want to get a good look at them, you're going to have to buy a ticket and come watch the game yourself. So I like having all these talented guys, of which people go, who's that guy? Who's that guy? What's his number? No. Buy yourself a ticket on Saturday and you're going to get to see the show for yourself.
Any chance you guys are going to be looking ahead to Maryland?
Oh, are you kidding? No way. What were we, 4-7 last year? We look ahead to the next 6 seconds, and that's about it.
How can you not look forward to Maryland?
Well, you ever get on the on-ramp on a highway, have a car in front of you, and start looking at the traffic in the highway, and all of a sudden you run into the car in front of you? No, keep your eyes where they belong, one thing at a time. If you're a good surgeon, you're not thinking about operation number two. You're worried about the body on the table. And our guys aren't – everybody. That's for you to talk about, and I think it's very exciting for all our fans, but there's a reason the cliche, one thing at a time, first things first. There's a reason why these things exist. They're intelligent statements that have stood the test of time.
You are the master of metaphors, aren't you?
I don't, if you say so, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Rob, you talked a little bit about Morgan, and he obviously went through a frustrating year last year with the injuries. What does he bring to your offense now that he's healthy and had a year in your system?
Well, clearly he's talented. I mean, the skill set's there. He's a great passer. He's got incredibly quick feet. He's got good eyes. And all those things are great. But unless you know what to do with that within the scheme of what we're trying to get done, you're never going to be able to play to your potential. I think early in the season last year, Morgan was just kind of flying by the seat of his pants with a general idea of what we're trying to get done. And he was working at it, but, you know, there was no substitute for experience. His first full start was against South Florida. You know, his first college football game was against South Florida. And with no substitute for experience. After the injury, he really realized where he was and where he wasn't in reference to his skill set within our scheme. And he worked incredibly hard while he was injured, and he played very, very well in the month of November based on that learning. His offseason's only gotten better from there.
Before we switch to the other side of the ball, the other guy I wanted to touch on was Shane Simpson, who had an amazing rookie year, offensive rookie of the year in the conference, and excelled not only at running back after Darius was injured, but as a return guy. How has his offseason been, and have you worked on different ways to get the ball in his hands?
Well, the great thing about Shane, other than his incredible off-season work ethic, is his versatility. That he really, well, we taught him when he came here. We taught him wideout before we ever let him get in the backfield because we knew he already knew how to do that. And we could legitimately line him up as a wide receiver just for fun because he is capable of that and does have that skill set. While he's not the hammer that Vito was, he's more physical than one would think, and he's got great speed. So, you know, our ability to manage his skill set along with the other guys behind him, because it's never, you know, as long as we've been here, it's never been about that one guy. There's the early, in 11, I think it was, we were rushing for 220 a game, and Terrence was one of three guys. So it's always been a 1-2 punch or a 1-2-3 punch at that position. And Shane's versatility is going to allow us to do tons and tons of stuff.
On the other side of the ball, 9 starters back from your defense, and how do you feel like this group has improved, and what are the expectations for them?
I think they're excited. I think that, you know, a change of voice back there with Lyndon becoming the defensive coordinator, and I think they've really kind of cut themselves loose. I think they understood what they did well a year ago as a group, and then more importantly, what they didn't do well and how to rectify that. There's a confidence in this group that I have not seen in a couple years, and there's some smiling physicality that just as a head coach, you have to smile. So I like our prospects. I really do.
You played a lot of guys on that side of the ball last year. Who has stood out so far in preseason practices? And anybody surprised you so far or stepped up to be the leader of that group?
Zane Harms-Upshur has really, really had a tremendous offseason. You know, he's one of these guys that's so strong, he had shoulder surgery, and then the week after he got back from shoulder surgery, nobody could tell that he actually had it. And he just kept on going. So he's done a great job. He's strong as an ox, and he can run for days, and he knows what we're trying to get done, and holds everybody accountable. And behind him, I'd say DeAndre Wallace had one of the best camps of a linebacker that I've seen in a while here. He's bringing a degree of intelligence and physicality that I have not seen out of a college football player in quite some time. And then having Lyric Klug back at corner and having him 100% healthy for the first time since he's been here. It's one of those things that when you just look over there as a head coach, you smile and you go, okay, we're good there. I'll move on to the next thing.
I know we touched a little bit when you were talking to Mike about Morgan State, but as you've studied them on film, what are the biggest challenges on both sides of the ball for them?
I think they're extremely well coached, and they're very, very fast on both sides of the ball. And they play an up-tempo style of offense, of which we're going to have to be in shape for, and that's something that we practice. But you know, there is no substitute for game-type speed, so that's something we're going to have to work on. And defensively, it's a lot of man, it's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of guys in a box. They're going to try to stop the run and make you throw it, and we're going to have to be efficient in everything we do.
All right, Rob, thanks for your time today. Look forward to talking to you next Monday, and good luck Saturday night against Morgan State.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.